You know, there's a precedent actually in scripture that, you know, we are supposed to be looking after ourselves and family, you know, that if we're not doing that, you know, we're actually considered worse than someone who is not a believer. You know, the scripture actually says that, you know, if you're not looking after your family, you're not taking care of them, then you're actually worse off than a non-believer. But that's what it says.
This does dip into a bit of a different territory, though. It's
talking about things like, well, you know, when you look at even things like the current pandemic and other things where it's like, you know, people are panicking and they're buying up. Well, do you remember at the beginning of it, you know, people were buying up toilet paper like it was going out of style, you know, things like that.
You know what? At Walmart, I went to Walmart shopping a little while ago. The toilet paper aisle has the big screen with like the camera in it.
Yeah.
Like no other aisle. But this one, it's like you're on camera. I'm like, what? What am I doing? See, you know how hard it is to probably steal a huge 24-pack of toilet paper or whatever? Where am I going to put that?
Well, okay. If you got a big enough trench coat, I don't know.
Big enough hey, can I sell you some toilet paper, kid? Anyway, so this sounds like doomsday prepping type situation. That's what I'm getting from the question.
Yeah, so I mean, like, you know, basically doomsday type of prepping, I guess there is some advantage to doing that, but if that's all we're doing, if we're always just going out of our way to like, okay, we got to do this, that, and the next thing because the end is at hand, mm-hmm. Well, you don't know when the end is going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you could be stockpiling all this stuff and then you could die tomorrow or 10 years from now or 20 years from now. And, you know, the end could not be maybe another 100 years from now. You don't know.
Do you think though that this is out of like a diligence or out of fear usually?
I think it starts off as diligence mm-hmm. and then ends up in fear.
Like what could happen? Oh my gosh. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And as I said, I mean, like, it starts off with diligence because of 1 Timothy 5, verse 8. Mm-hmm. Anyone who does not provide for their relatives, especially for their own household, has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. So, no one wants to be considered like that, right?
Yeah.
And so it can start off, you know, hey, I'm just looking after my family, And then, you know, fear creeps in. And the next thing you know, you're like, you know, you're stockpiling all sorts of things to the point where it becomes more fear.
Yeah, you're on a TLC special.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's kind of a difficult one because at the same time, like, technically, worst case scenario could happen, like, technically.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. And, like, I guess the argument is, well, I'm just preparing because, like, you never know. But I don't know. I don't know what, like, this one.
It is good difficult. To be prepared, but
to be consumed probably is.
Yeah, I guess that's really territory. It. You know, what is that fine line where it's you're being prepared or are you like over prepared? You know, like to the point where it's become an obsession. You're living in fear. You're not trusting God.
Yeah.
You know, you're trusting in what you've stockpiled.
Oh, see, that's a good one right there. That's the key right there. Are you trusting in God or the stuff that you've stockpiled? That's the quote of the night.